Good morning, coming up on now 8:15 here on the Mighty 690, and we have some special guests in studio. We are joined by Mr. Mike Flood and artist Chris Mitchell here on the Mighty 690 as we talk about, it's time for another Metal Arc Lounge. Can you believe it?
Yeah. Ten of them now.
That's wild. I mean, it's great. They just keep it coming, and we love it.
Yeah, it's been just a great thing for particularly for the community, but also the museum, and it's a benefit to the museum, and it's made pretty good money too, and that's important. So we're happy to have Metal Arc Lounge coming up on Saturday, July the 15th. At the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center, but we call it the Metal Arc Lounge when that happens.
Yes.
And we've got four singer-songwriters, and we have my partner. Now, I've never had my partner here at the radio, but it's Chris Mitchell, and he's the guy that brought me into singer-songwriting. And he's a really good singer-songwriter, and I'm going to let you talk him to talk a little bit more about one song that he's going to play today that he's pitched to a very important person. So anyway, the people here is Chris Mitchell, Tom Posh, which is a new person. He's never performed before, but he is really talented. And then Nathan Connor has performed before. He's a gospel singer. And Larry Kurt is from Neodesha, and they'll be the four singer-songwriters at Metal Arc Lounge this time.
Excellent. And so for someone who hasn't been to a Metal Arc Lounge before, it's kind of a, you know, relaxed atmosphere. There's a few snacks, that sort of thing, and people can just enjoy an evening of music, right?
That's right. And it's a spinoff of the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville. But we named ours Metal Arc Lounge because Metal Arc is the state bird.
Yeah.
And and this is it's all original music, and each artist, you know, it goes in a what do we call it?
In a round.
Yes. Thank you for helping me for that. I couldn't think of that word. They take their turns, and they talk about the songs that they have done and everything, and it's a blast. People, we've got regular customers that come to this event, and sometimes it's just about all we can handle, tell you the truth,
sure,
for the number of people and things. So that's what's going on, and we appreciate being here at KGGF. You've been so good to us to promote this, I'm looking forward for you to talking to Chris now.
Absolutely. So Chris, I guess is this your first actual performance at Metal Arc Lounge, or have you done some performances here before?
As far as the Metal Arc Lounge, kicked off the first show.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, because you've been involved here and everything, and so it's neat to be able to kind of return back, if you will, to the stage, you know, more publicly, you know, to be able to be on. What would you describe as your music style as far as a singer-songwriter goes?
Well, I really like country crossover. Just enjoy writing music in general. I write in total different genres. I've written even some jingles for commercials.
Hey, well, we might be calling on you. Who knows?
That'd be fantastic. Yeah. I'd love to.
That's great. So how long, I guess, you brought your guitar with you. Is that kind of your primary instrument? Do you play anything else?
Very little piano, but sometimes I like to write on the keys. But guitar has always been my main instrument, mm-hmm, that I play. And I like acoustic. You can take it anywhere.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. No, then that's always good. When did you start with all this? What got you into this world?
Well, my mother actually had something that I had written before I got my D's and my B's going in the correct direction. So I would say right around four, I was interested in lyrics and making things rhyme. And so entered my first contest with a song at the age of 13 and did a little bit of traveling. Was able to get out of school for a little bit to do that.
Hey,
that was kind
of
cool, yeah. And played at some schools, And it was just it's just something I have been very passionate about. A lot of people have gotten to know me as the guy from Home Sweet Home, which I'm very proud to be their chief operating officer now. I've been with that for over 10 years and have helped over close to 900 people.
That's amazing.
In the community. So I definitely am passionate about that. But this gives people kind of a different side of me, which is it's really cool to be able to share music because music's been my passion forever.
Yeah, and then you can get kind of a little different thing to do. Do you have any records out?
I did release a CD through Red Guitar Records, and that was in 2008.
Great. No, that is fantastic. So, and just neat to be able to have you on and know a little bit of the background too. You know, I think we've all got our work and that sort of thing, and some consider music work, but others it's just a kind of a way to relax and kind of challenge your brain in a different way. You know,
absolutely. I love lyrics and I love melodies, and putting them together is great. And you know, one of the things that this was just talking to Mike on the trip down here, that being able to have songwriters want to collaborate, that was my goal, is to meet other songwriters in the area and write songs, and that's finally happening now. In fact, Tom Posh, that will be with us on that next upcoming show, he and I are co-writing together, and it's just just really neat.
Well, yeah, and an event like this can do a good thing to bring some artists together who might not know each other, and you can stay in touch and maybe collaborate on some different projects. And we're lucky here in the four-state area to have some really, really incredible artists, and sometimes we don't think about that, so I think that is really good.
I wanted to mention a little bit more about Tom Posh.
Yes.
And he's very well known in Independence in the area. But he's one of the ones that I run into, which is so much fun as getting singer-songwriters, to find them and get them to perform. Well, Tom and I were talking on the street one time. I knew that he did jingles and things because he's a marketing guy. And I said, do you, do songs and make songs? And he says, yeah, he said, but I just do it for my family, And I said, oh, well, if you feel like it in the future and you want to consider being with Metal Arc Lounge, you let me call. And about 2 or 3 weeks later, he calls me and says, would you come by and listen to my music? And he blew me away. I mean, he was that good. And I see... Chris is smiling because he's working with him now, and he is so talented, and we're so excited about him coming. And let's see, I've got some stuff here. He's humorous type songs and like Ray Stevens,
okay,
and
mm-hmm.
things like that. He's done all kinds of stuff, gospel stuff, but he's going to have all kinds of different things. So if you go to Metal Arc Lounge, get yourself ready because you're going to be surprised.
Well, that is great.
That is just
really cool. And you always try to have the four artists, right?
Right.
Okay. That's kind of part of the deal, if you will. I know we were there a couple months ago now when Chris performed, and that was my first one, and always neat to see that.
Yeah, we usually shoot for four, and once in a while, somebody will be sick or
sure,
something, and
yeah.
We'll only do three, and we've done that before, but four is kind of the common one. That's
gotcha.
It.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, what else should we know about Metal Arc Lounge here coming up on the 15th? So not too far away. It's on the way.
Right. And we have some more, two more planned this year. We haven't planned anything for next year, but we probably will. We just haven't got there. But I was going to try and switch over here and tell you the dates here. The first one is going to be September the 2nd. And the next one would be November the 4th, and one of them is going to be an all-woman show.
Okay.
And we've done that before, and it's very important, and it's really good, and people love it. And there will be women coming from out of state that have been here, too, as well. So it's not just Independence, not just Coffeyville. We like that, too, but we do go out further because that's where you have to go sometimes for the best.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you're always putting together, some very quality acts, and I know people appreciate that. And as far as the tickets go, what's the best way to get those? Because I know people may want to, we really do need to get those ahead of time, because the tables are going to fill up.
That's right. That's what can happen. They can call the museum, and it's right here. Let's see. The number is 620-331-3515. And if you want to, you can come to the museum, just visit the museum and buy it that way. I mean, we're so easy to work with. I mean, if somebody calls up on the phone and they want us to hold a ticket for them or something like that, we can do that. And as a matter of fact, I happen to realize that I had two tickets.
Look at that.
Still in my book here.
Uh-huh.
And I want to give them to you. And if you want to use them any way you want to.
I think we got to let our listeners have the chance to win these. So we'll do later in the week and give them the chance to do that.
That's right. I want to give people to get a chance to see and hear this, because it's really special. It's acoustic now for the most part. But occasionally we have somebody this man here that has a guitar that can put out some music.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know you're giving us a little panel on it.
Yeah.
Confess I'm not a guitar player, but it's got all sorts of stuff on it.
And then sometimes we'll have somebody have some backup, you know.
Okay.
That's going to happen here with Larry. He's going to, because he's normally a lead singer, you know, a player, so he likes to have somebody back him up,
sure,
you know, to make it sound a little bit better. So we do those kinds of things.
Well, that's great. Well, I encourage everyone to get your tickets now for the Metal Arc Lounge coming up on the 15th. And we have a special treat for everyone listening, because we're going to take a quick break and we've got a song coming up. So
great.
Thank you. I can't wait for that. We're going to get some music on the AM, and we'll be right back here in just a moment as we talk about the upcoming Meadowlark Lounge coming up here, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. That's on the way here on KGGF. Alrighty, back here on the Mighty 690, we continue our chat with Mike Flood and Chris Mitchell here on the Mighty 690. It's time for a little bit of music, and Chris, can you tell us what song you're going to play for us, and what's a little background on this?
Yeah, sure. This song is called Cowboy, and I co-wrote it with a very dear friend of mine, Billy, and he... He and I, you know, when we collaborated on this, he had an idea. He didn't write music or really lyrics. He would just have a kind of an idea for a song, and I would play with it and come up with something. And this song, it actually tingled the ears of Jim McBride, who wrote several hits for Alan Jackson. I was doing a songwriter's round in Huntsville, Alabama, that Jim McBride's sister attended, and she, according to him, she browbeated her brother until he listened to it. And he called me up and he said, "You know what? I think you got something there." He said, "I really like the song," and he said, "If you get signed to a major publishing company," he said, "I would definitely write with you."
Hey.
So that alone was quite a tingle
for
me.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool. All righty, well, whenever you're ready.
Okay. And by the way, we're in the process. We pitched this song to Willie Nelson. Felt it was a Willie Nelson song. Outlaws grow older, drifters less bolder, even desperados need someone. Winters feel colder, heavy on my shoulders. Tomorrow is just another setting sun. The miles are feeling longer, and there are days I'm barely stronger than the loneliness I never lose. The stars are hanging lower, and that moonlight fades slower, and a lonesome wind sings the blues. cowboy, you can sleep when you die. You can't bring back yesterday, so you might as well try to move on down that highway. It's been your home all your life. Ride on, cowboy, you can sleep when you die. You forgot some names, but not the faces. As your mind turns back the pages, you found and lost along this road. And midnight brings voices, reminding you of choices, but there ain't no peace of mind in your soul. So ride on, cowboy, you can sleep when you die. You can't bring back yesterday, so you might as well try to move on down that highway. It's been your home all your life. So ride on, cowboy, you can sleep when you die. Move on down that highway. It's been your home all your life. Ride on, cowboy, you can sleep when you die.
Very, very good.
Thank
Mr.
you.
Chris Mitchell here on the Mighty 690. We do appreciate you doing that, and that is one heck of a song, I must say. That is very well done.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
And I'm going to swing this mic over for you. That one. Okay. You get two mics.
All righty. Well, as we wrap up here, Mike, if you want to just run again through one more time for the folks who are just joining us, Meadowlark Lounge, dates, and how we can get tickets and everything.
Okay, be glad to. Meadowlark Lounge, Saturday, July 15th this year. And it's going to be at the museum, as always, and that's 123 North 8th Street in Independence. The concert starts at 7 o'clock. The doors open at 6 o'clock. And the featuring songwriters are Chris Mitchell, that you just heard, and Tom Pash, that you're going to love to hear, and Nathan Connor, and also Larry Kurt. And we have a really good sponsor, and it happens to be KGGF News Radio.
Hey, there you go.
If you wouldn't mind, since I mentioned that, the one that presents is Midwest Real Estate, we have Mr. Reed's Workshop, we have Larry McHugh Video Production, and Magnolia Sense. And SECTAM of Independence and the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Those are our sponsors, and we really appreciate you allowing us to bring that out, because that's really important to make this whole thing work.
That's
we
right.
We appreciate KGGF and John helping us on this, and we're a team. And I appreciate that very much.
Well, we're happy to be a part of it and appreciate you bringing some great local music to the area. And we appreciate Chris, you coming on here and sharing the song with us. And I think people are really going to enjoy this show. It's going to be a good one.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, anything else, Mike?
Well, I was going to mention we do serve refreshments.
Oh, yeah.
And we do have wine and we do have beer. And it's free.
Well, that's a draw right there.
Okay. It is a $20 ticket, unless you're a member of the museum, and it's only $15. And again, if you need to call for about a ticket, it's 620-331-3515. And we appreciate to see you, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Meadowlark Lounge, next one coming up on July the 15th. And gentlemen, thank you so much for coming down to Coffeeville and sharing your music with us here today.
Thank you, James.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, you all have a great rest of your day. And coming up, we do have Denise York with Coffeeville's Reawakening. That is just minutes away here, where it looks like Gail Smith's waiting in the lobby, too. So I think we're going to do some summer celebration.